Marianne Sidwell made sure her children were vaccinated. Protection from serious diseases like measles, mumps, and whooping cough was important. But when she heard about the HPV vaccine, she wasn't quite sure her kids needed that one.
I felt different about it, not because I thought it was less valuable, but I just wasn't sure if it was necessary.
HPV encompasses a large group of viruses, and nearly all sexually active individuals will get at least one form during their lifetime. While most HPV infections go away unnoticed, in some cases, health problems, such as genital warts, and certain types of cancer occur. Sidwell knew that vaccinating against HPV could protect against health issues, like most cases of cervical cancer, but she needed more information. She just wasn't convinced her kids needed to be immunized against an infection primarily spread through sexual contact.
Actually, one of the turning points was talking to my doctor. She's a nurse practitioner, and she made the comment that you just really never know, even if you don't have multiple partners yourself, you have no idea if your partner has had other partners. So she said it certainly doesn't hurt anything, and it's better to be safe. I thought that made a lot of sense.
When Sidwell, a Utah resident, learned that her state has some of the lowest HPV vaccination rates across the country, she didn't seem too surprised.
I really feel like it's probably similar to my own thought processes at the time. Like, why would this be necessary? I don't anticipate that my child's going to have multiple partners in the future, or that this is going to even be an issue or affect me in any way.
According to a recent report led by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 25% of adolescent girls have completed the HPV vaccination series in Utah. This number sits well below the national average of 42%. Similarly, the coverage for boys in Utah at 20% is below the national average of 28%. Dr. Allison Moriarty-Daly, associate professor at Yale University School of Nursing and a spokesperson for the National Association of Pediatric Nurse Practitioners, says there are a number of reasons why kids may not be getting vaccinated.
We need to get the word out, so people may not know about the vaccine. They may not think it's important for their teenager to get vaccinated. And then healthcare providers, we hope, are making very strong recommendations to parents about why to get vaccinated.
It is recommended that boys and girls receive the vaccination between the ages of 11 and 12, although the vaccine can be given up to the age of 26. Many parents might argue that getting a preteen vaccinated for an infection associated with sexual activity seems way too young. But Dr. Moriarty-Daly says there's a simple explanation.
The vaccines work if you get them before you're exposed to what they're protecting you against, right? So when parents say, well, my kid's not sexually active, and my answer is perfect, this is a great time to get the vaccine, to get the maximum benefit.
Dr. Moriarty-Daly also stresses that the HPV vaccine is safe and effective.
You can't get HPV from the vaccine. So what it does is it kind of revs up the immune system to, when it encounters a virus, protect against it and not become infected with it. And the most common side effects are a little bit of redness or soreness at the site where they received the vaccine.
Marianne Sidwell, who initially wasn't sure the vaccination was necessary, says although she was slow to jump on the bandwagon, her mindset changed over time.
My daughters were older. They were almost grown when I encouraged them to get vaccinated, and they went in and did it on their own. They took the initiative and they followed through. I was really proud of them for that. I'm hoping that maybe that's going to be our future, that people have a little more open mindset about it.
Dr. Moriarty-Daly thinks being informed is key.
Talk to your healthcare providers. Do your research about the vaccine. Come with questions that you need answered. Have a conversation with them about vaccinating your child. This vaccine has the potential to prevent cancer related to HPV. It's a great gift to give your child.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Risa Ledbetter.